Good afternoon, this is Ketchell Cook, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Well, I'm afraid you might hear a little bit of background noise because I'm here at the observatory on a Wednesday night after the Astronomy Society's met with Professor Peter Dunsby. Good evening, Professor.
Hi there.
And Professor Peter Dunsby is a mathematician, but what I would call a numerical poet. In other words, a cosmologist. So perhaps you could begin by explaining to the listeners what really is a cosmologist.
So a cosmologist is someone who uses mathematics and physics to try and obtain a complete description of the universe. So from the very earliest times, so just a tiny fraction after the Big Bang, 10 to the minus 35 seconds, all the way through to the present day, some 13.8 billion years later.
13.8 billion years, that's the age of the universe. So that's where we are now, and the talk you've just given to the Astronomy Society is about the end of the universe. So, you know, where we're headed. And at the moment it seems like there's an awful lot we really don't know.
Yeah, so historically the universe had three potential outcomes. One was a universe that would expand and then contract to a big crunch. One that would expand forever, but it would take forever to get to that point, and then one where the universe would expand forever, but in a finite time. So there were these three standard cosmologies, and this is in the days before dark energy was thought about or discovered, if you like. But now we live in a paradigm where the universe is accelerating in the current epoch.
But I have to say right now that we don't know what dark energy is. We haven't seen it, we haven't detected it.
No, we've got no idea what dark energy is. I guess the simplest model is simply the cosmological constant, which is this term that Einstein put into his equations to balance the expansion with gravity to create a static universe, which was eventually thrown out because Edwin Hubble discovered the expansion of the universe observationally. Or it could be something more exotic.
So you cosmologists now must be quite sort of filled with anticipation, because there's all these big astronomical instruments coming on stream, which means that you're going to be able to hone down your theories and get real about the end of the universe and how and when it might be, because obviously this is what the fine music radio listeners want to know. It's like, when is it going to be?
Yeah.
Do we need to pack our peanuts and towels and muscle relaxant now?
Yeah, I think it'll be a while before we really pin down exactly what dark energy is, but I think there's a good chance that within a decade we'll be able to determine whether dark it even exists.
Yes, there's still a lot of sort of imagination, isn't there?
Yeah.
It's quite wide open.
And it could also be that gravity itself isn't behaving the way we expect it to on these very large scales. And that's also a possibility, that dark energy as a particle or field doesn't exist, but it's a manifestation of general relativity breaking down on the largest possible scales.
And are the cosmologists here at the University of Cape Town and in these environs particularly excited, because you're going to get first dibs on a lot of the data coming out of the Square Kilometre Array, because that's also in South Africa?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, that's really what makes cosmology buzz in South Africa. It is the biggest cosmology experiment out there.
Well, look, thank you very much, Peter Dunsby, for telling us about the end of the universe is quite a long way away off just yet.
Yeah, let's hope so.
For now, this is Ketchell Kirkham wishing us clear skies.